This elegant portrait depicts Picasso's first wife, Olga Koklova. Olga was a dancer with the renowned Russian traveling ballet, the Ballet Russe, which had debuted in Paris at the beginning of the 20th century. The pair met while Picasso was working with the ballet, designing sets and costumes for a new ballet, Parade. Its avant-garde score and circus imagery called for a decorative use of pattern and color that carried through to Picasso's work beyond the stage. The European tour of Parade gave Picasso the opportunity to visit Rome and London for the first time. In Italy, he encountered Roman sculptures and wall paintings at Pompeii, and in London, studied classical Greek sculpture at the British Museum. All these influences converge in this portrait of Olga, who had danced with the troupe in this tour of Parade. The painting was based on a photograph of Olga seated on a tapestry-covered chair in Picasso's studio. It's unclear whether Picasso deliberately left the background blank. He was satisfied enough with the composition to send a photograph of it to Gertrude Stein. The elimination of all other background details focuses our attention on the rather eerie coupling of the calm, detached Olga and the playful patterning on the tapestry, fan, and dress. In fact, Picasso has amplified the pattern and color of the tapestry so much that it seems to compete with the sitter herself for our attention. The stylized twists and folds of Olga's dress, akin to the fluted folds of classical Greek draped figures, are echoed in the subtle wave and sheen of her hair. Likewise, the smooth modeling and cool tones that describe her face, neck, and arms give her flesh the appearance of marble. This sculptural effect is further emphasized by the deep shadow around her body, setting her into stark relief against the empty background. Picasso sustained this more naturalistic, almost illusionistic style through his paintings of the early 1920s. Nevertheless, the portrait is a daringly modern painting. The shapes of the leaves and flowers on the armchair resemble the flatness and texture of paper collage, hinting at Picasso's experiments with synthetic cubism. Similarly, the contrast in texture and space between the figure and the unfinished background forms a link, though perhaps coincidental, to the manner in which he toyed with space in his analytical cubist paintings.